this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
Morning. Unlike BB, I subscribe to the Rainy Days Are Awesome camp, and I think there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and hearing those rain drippy drippies, man. It's my gardening heart. It's valid reason. Yes, if you can stay at home, you don't have to get up and go to work or go to church. It's a better day indeed. So we're going to start with some prayer then. We're going to break that off in Jesus' mighty name. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for gathering us here today. We thank you that you've prepared a message for my friends and for me. Lord, even as I stand here and speak the word, Lord, I am preaching to my own heart. Lord, you know the wrestle we've been through. You know the week that we've all had, Lord Jesus, and you know what each and every single one of us needs to receive. So Holy Spirit, plow up our hearts like never before, Lord Jesus, and give us fertile soil to receive that seed that the Holy Spirit will come through and rain upon, and that seed will grow and fruit will grow from that, Lord Jesus. We just surrender this time to you, Lord God. We set apart everything that we walked in here with, everything at home, everything at work, everything in our lives. Lord, we trust you right now, Holy Spirit, to hold on to that so that we can sit here in your presence and hear from you, Lord God. Come into this space, Holy Spirit, and fill it to overflow, Lord. Give us open hearts and open minds and open ears to hear you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, I'm going to have to ask you ahead of time for your forgiveness. I'm a little husky. Yesterday was the National Day of Prayer and Fasting. Turns out if you let me loose on top of Hummock Hill and Mount Laura, I go a little crazy. So I've prayed myself out of a voice, but that's okay. And Katie choosing awesome songs has also done that. So well done, Katie. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it when the Holy Spirit sets apart one single idea, one single theme. And when we rock up and the songs align with the message, aligns with the prayers, it just makes my heart happy. And I hope today that you can receive some of that happiness and receive that message. So it's a pleasure to be with you all here this morning. It's been a busy couple of months for me. I've been here, there and everywhere. But I'm so glad that I can be here with you today. So one of the things that I've been working on lately is the content that I'm consuming. So less Facebook doom scrolling and more podcasts and teachings. And I'm a firm believer in revision. In fact, I so often go back over my study notes and even notes I've made during sermons. Although recently a friend accused me of writing in tongues, as my handwriting is so messy. But rest assured, if I send you a message or I write you a note, you are free to pray to the Holy Spirit for the gift of interpretation, and he can tell you exactly what I've written. We've been on quite the journey here together over the last several months. We started out learning about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We had some wonderful people from the church come and share on each of those fruits, what it meant to them, how it worked in their lives, and the importance of having those fruits. And I encourage you that if you haven't already gone back, all of those sermons are available, apart from kindness, I couldn't find kindness, all of those sermons are available on our website. And if you're looking for something to consume that isn't doom scrolling on Facebook, I highly recommend jumping on our website and checking out some of the sermons. So, the next leg of our journey took us down the road in a series by Craig Groeschel, where we learned in a four-part series about healing our hurting mind. So in the first video, Craig taught us that we are a spirit who has a soul who lives in a body, and that salvation is instant, but sanctification, the process of becoming holy and pure and set apart, is a process. It's an ongoing thing. We learned that our mental health affects our entire life, our relationships, our attitudes, our energy levels, and even our faith. We found that there were many godly people in the Bible who at times wrestled with the same things that we wrestle with. People like David, Elijah, and even the prophet Jeremiah, who was known as the weeping prophet. And I think this week I was Haley, the weeping prophet. Jesus was wrestling with me, man. Craig also assured us that getting help was not a sign of weakness. And I really hope that that part of the message has been received by each and every one of us here today. In the second video, we learned that none of us are broken beyond repair, that not all healing is instant, and that it is important to recognise process and progress, that a hurting mind isn't a broken mind. It's one that's just in the process of becoming healed. Craig talked about how healing our soul starts with the salvation of our spirit, which, as we mentioned before, was done the second that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Saviour. Remember, we are spirit, soul, and body. We learned that it didn't matter if we were in the depths of despair or on the highest mountain singing and praising, or even somewhere in the middle where we're numbed out and we know that something's not right, but we just can't get back to where we need to be. That Jesus meets us where we are at. And as someone who's been to the very tops and the very bottoms, I am so thankful to Jesus for that fact. The third video challenged us with the question, do you want to get well? Craig challenged us in the story with the paralysed man at the pool of Bethsaida who couldn't get down to the water for the healing. And when he couldn't get down to that water, Jesus, the living water, took himself to that man. He went to where the man was at, stuck on his mat, paralysed. So can I encourage anybody that if you're here and you're waiting for that healing, whether it's your mind, your body, your broken heart, hang in there. Don't give up, because help is coming and Jesus will meet you where you're at. We heard that it's through grace that we are saved, through faith, and how Jesus asks us to meet his grace with our faith. We want to get well. Grace initiates. Faith participates. That could look like changing our diet, seeing a doctor, Mrs. Jones, taking the medication that's been prescribed to you, going for a walk in the early morning, or even seeing a counsellor. Here's one we provided earlier. And not just bottling it up. Not just rocking up week after week and thinking that it's going to be okay. Nobody knows I'm broken. Nobody knows I've stagnated. Nobody knows I'm struggling. Craig was very clear to mention that our diagnosis is not you, and you are not your diagnosis. Do not take that on as part of your identity. Jesus asks us to do what we can and to trust him for the rest. Because our calling is far too great to be stuck where we are. Grace initiates, faith participates. And then in the final video, Craig shared with us Galatians 5:1, that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He warned us of the need that we have to guard that gift of freedom. He warned us to be alert and self-controlled, because the enemy prowls around like a lion waiting to devour somebody. We were taught about the importance of being careful with our inputs, what we allow to get on the inside of us, the videos we watch, the news reports, and even the workplace drama. Because those things can alter our thoughts and our attitudes, and they can capture our attention. We were told to be careful with our habits, the things that we do, because people are watching our actions, not just listening to our words. And lastly, he warned us to be careful with our relationships, to look at who was influencing you, either in a negative or a positive way. And he reminded us that not everybody from our past deserves a place in our future. Our takeaway from that one was be careful and be prayerful. So I want to just take a moment here to thank Pastor Kerry I know that some of us have struggled when it's come to watching the video sermons, but I can assure you that they are deliberately and divinely chosen because the Lord knows what we need, even before we do. I encourage all of us to engage with the content of the message, whether it's on a video or if it's one of us sharing up here. Because just like Forrest Gump's mother said, life is like a box of chocolates and you never know what you're going to get. At the end of the day, they're all good because they're chocolate. But some of them are just easier to handle than others, like Turkish Delight. And the question, do we want to get well? So then it was my turn, and I brought you a message on the importance of staying connected to our church family and to other believers, and most of all, to stay close to Jesus during the process of healing our hurting minds. To know Jesus, to really know him, and to find out who we are. Who does he say that we are? Not who does the world say who we are. Who does Jesus say that we are? It is my firm belief that all healing starts with telling the truth. Being honest with Jesus about where we are and how we really feel, and even the things that we believe. The weight of the shame of our need for healing gets too much that we can go to a trusted Christian friend and they can carry us to Jesus. And I invited you all on a journey with me to receive healing and understanding of our true identity, deepening our relationship with Jesus. And then we heard from Jo, dear Jo here, who was very vulnerable and shared with us some of the struggles she'd wrestled with in her life. And she talked to us about her personal journey through counselling, using the phrase, "Where is Jesus?" in the middle of the darkest moments in our lives to remind us to look for Jesus, not to believe the enemy's lies, and to declare that Jesus is Lord and to sit him on the throne of our lives. So just to recap, because I love a good revision, we've learned about the fruits of the Holy Spirit and learned that they're almost like character traits that we gain from spending time with the Holy Spirit. We've learned about things like poor mental health, depression, anxiety, and unresolved trauma can block us in a negative way, and that Christ died so that we can be free. We need to deal with those blockages that we can have and anything that's getting in the way of us living in that freedom that Jesus died for. So how do we do that? And where to from here, I hear you ask.
Where to from here, hey?
Good question, lovely. Are you ready? We're going on an adventure. I love a good computer-minded person when I can send them a text message and say, hey, I want to shop for my thing. Can you make it? And it's not the one I pictured at all, but it's even better. And I love it because, folks, we are going on an adventure. It's my favourite. And look, say, baby, it's sunshining. Gorgeous sunshining day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the next topic that we're going to be covering here at church. And it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And now we can go back to my favourite screen, the other one, the one before that. That's the one. We love it. Don't get distracted, though. It's so clever. It's almost as good as Barefoot Preacher. All right, so during this topic, we're going to look at different people in the Bible and the ways that this declaration from the Lord has showed up in their lives. We'll hear from different people in our church, how it's helped them in different situations. And most important of all, if the Lord says to do it by his Spirit, we should probably get to know more about the Holy Spirit, right? Now to start with, I'm going to give you a brief rundown, the introduction, very top level of some of the content, and I'm sure that we're going to explore it deeper as time goes on, because there's just too much for one sermon. So we're going to start with the book of Zechariah, and it begins with a call to return to the Lord. Zechariah was a prophet who had some pretty out there dreams and visions in the nighttime and some pretty awesome conversations with an angel. I would encourage you strongly to get around that content and absorb that. That can be your input for the week. In chapter 4 of Zechariah, he dreams about a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven flames. The Bible, my Bible called them lights, but we're going with flames, with seven channels to the lights. And there were two olive trees growing, one on the left and one on the right. And olive oil poured out of each of those trees through a gold tube into the bowl, feeding the flames and keeping them alight. Oftentimes in the Bible, oil represents the Holy Spirit. So we see a lamp being drip-fed from the living olive trees to keep those flames alight. And when Zechariah asks the angel, what does this mean? He tells him that, among other things, this phrase, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So this is in reference to the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem and a word to the man whom the Lord had put in charge of rebuilding it, that all would know that the temple had not been built under man's strength or power, but by the Holy Spirit. I put it to you, friends, that the call to return to the Lord is just as valid today as it was way back then. So there's no doubt in our modern and busy world that we get caught up, and before you know it, distance has crept in between our relationship between us and God. Or perhaps life hasn't worked out the way you wanted it to. Maybe, like Craig Groeschel, you felt the washing out and the burning out of occupational burnout. Maybe your relationship with Jesus was collateral damage. Or maybe grief has absolutely crushed your heart and shattered it into pieces. Perhaps trying to deal with a repressed trauma has smashed your temple as if a cyclone had just ripped through and leveled your house in an instant, and you're left standing there desperately trying to pick up the pieces. Perhaps your house still looks like it's standing, but secretly, when no one is looking, the foundations are starting to crack and crumble, and they're in desperate need of some maintenance. Perhaps you realise that you built your temple on the shifting sands of religion and poor theology, and it needs to be rebuilt on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Folks, it's not our job to rebuild our temple by ourselves, no matter how hard we try. It's just not possible. The Lord is very, very clear about this. We need to show up and do the work. Remember, grace initiates and faith participates. But it certainly isn't by power, nor by any man's might, that our temple gets rebuilt. Our relationship with the Lord, our secret place where he lives and dwells on the inside of us, will only be restored by the Holy Spirit. Our powerful ally, our friend, our comforter, our counselor, our helper, our teacher of truth, our guide on our walk with Jesus, the one who intercedes with us according to God's will, the one who convicts us of our sin, who graces us with his presence, and the one who fills us with his peace, who gives us gift for service and produces his fruit in our lives, and the one who sanctifies us here on earth, the Holy Spirit. And guys, we need him now more than ever before. There's no doubt that each and every one of us is a bit of a fixer-upper. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are all in need of the justification through grace and the redemption that came from Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, that his blood poured out for us washes us clean, and that he gave for us even while we were still sinners, and that we've received that through faith, not by striving, not by slaving away, not by powering through or no maneuvering, just receiving that through faith. It's the same Holy Spirit we receive. We just believe and receive. So if you spent any time around me, you would have heard me say that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not just going to come and kick your door in and barge his way inside. He will not override your free will. We need to invite him in. We need to receive him. Jesus told his disciples that it was better that he went away so that the Father could send the Holy Spirit. We need to have faith that this gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, has our name on it, because it does. And there's one for each and every one of us, personally addressed and customized and catered just for each one of you. Just like on Christmas morning, when our kids aren't forced to go and earn the present under the tree, you don't need to earn that gift either. You couldn't if you tried. We couldn't if we tried. We just need to receive it. Just reach out and take it. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So why does it matter if we receive the Holy Spirit? Why does it matter if we're filled with the Holy Spirit? Because we need the Holy Spirit to empower us if we want to be effective kingdom builders. And to do that, we need to let him rebuild our temple first. To heal our hurting minds and to reorder our lives until we are aligned with his will, in his way, in his timeline. Because the healing won't be done with our power or might. It's the Lord's Spirit that healing comes from. Jesus knew that the disciples needed the help of the Holy Spirit to survive everything they had to do once he went to heaven. In Acts 1:4, he tells them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father has promised, which you've heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit." And it's no mistake that we are here today talking about the need for the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Although, as Kerry mentioned, I'm told that some of you had a practice round last week. But that's okay. Those of you that were here just studied for this test. And as somebody who loves a good revision, I'm so proud of you. Well done. For the rest of us, and to pay homage to what happened on that day so many years ago, we're going to read from Acts chapter 2. Even though you've heard it before, some of you last week, some of you over the years, we're going to read it again, but we're going to pray, Holy Spirit, to open our ears and our eyes and our minds to receive it like never before. Lord God, that when we hear your word today, it's fresh, it's new, it goes deeper and deeper than ever before. Lord, we pray for a spirit of revelation and understanding to come in this place, Lord God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. So when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, just as we are here today, folks. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galatians? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?" And it goes on. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." And then Peter stood up with the 11. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I have to say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 a.m. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great, glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Man, if that doesn't fire you up, I don't know, cattle prod time. It's all there, bros. It's all there. Everything that we need. By his spirit, his power, his strength, everything we need to do, anything that the Lord has set before us in our life, to recover from anything, to go through anything, to achieve anything that we need is from his spirit and it is there for us. A gift just for you. Just for you. There's one for each of us. Jesus loves us that much, man. He's leaving no one behind. I am so excited for what this season, this next season, this next adventure that we're going on, what it's going to mean for us here at Bethel. To see what happens when we all start operating in those gifts, when we're walking by the Spirit, when we are so filled with the Spirit that we can't help but express those fruits of the Spirit, that we see that healing, that we receive that healing. When we start walking in our gifts that are given for gifts of service. Man, dudes, when we're pulling together, we are unstoppable. Times are changing, ladies and gentlemen. The call to return to the Lord is stronger now more than ever, and I'm so excited to see what's going to happen. Watch this space. Is all I can say. I'm going to leave you on that one because the takeaway message from today, folks, after all that revision, well done, good and faithful servants, the takeaway vision, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. I still think it would have been cool to put people's faces on there from the church, but that's okay. Couldn't do that one. There is nothing that needs to come your way, that needs to be done, that is going on currently, that you cannot do with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord's power and the Lord's strength. Bless you heaps, folks.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.